Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you so much for such a wonderful class. My apologies for not being able to show my face today, but I'd like to ask you a question. Earlier in your class, you mentioned Chitshakti. Could you please explain to us what is Chitshakti and what role it plays in our spiritual life and day-to-day life?
Chitshakti is spiritual energy, as opposed to Achit, which is not conscious and not spiritual. So, of course, ultimately, as I mentioned, Krishna has one energy which manifests in its original pure form in the spiritual world and is in its reflected form in the material world. So the Maya Shakti is also a kind of a reflection of the spiritual energy of the spiritual world. So Chit Shakti essentially refers to the spiritual energy of Krishna. Okay, in short. And that spiritual energy practically manifests in our life in giving us faith, giving us transcendental happiness in our devotional service, in giving us convictions in the process of devotional service, in empowering us to do things for Krishna's service, etc. So the activities of devotional service are enacted within the jurisdiction or on the platform of the spiritual energy, not on the platform of material energy. Okay?
Thank you so much, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, is my voice audible, Maharaj?
Yes, yes, I can hear you.
Hare Krishna. So, thank you so much for this class, Maharaj. My question is not directly related to the class, but it's something to do with daily sadhana. Would that be okay if I can ask it? Yeah. So it's something to do with determination and consistency. So many times the... and again, it's not a general question, it's a question for myself. The mind gets very inspired hearing classes, and then there are even positive, determined steps in the mind that from tomorrow, and it could be Janmashtami, it could be Radhashtami, it could be Gaur Purnima, that my Lord, please empower me, I want to do, let's say, reading for half an hour every day, 1 hour every day, or whether it is chanting more japa, or whether it's whatever may be the determined path. But then it goes on for a few days, whether it's a disturbed night's sleep in the previous night, which disrupts the next day, or whatever may be the reason. There could be so many minute details for that. So you have been living all your life, decade after decade, in service. What would be the roadmap? What would be the guidance as to how we could maintain high enthusiasm, patience, determination, confidence in the process with consistency and determination?
Well, hearing and chanting and maintaining a service mood. Not that I have succeeded in doing that, but at least theoretically I can answer. In hearing, strong hearing and chanting, and being in that mood of being serving the devotees. So I think that will take care of everything. Ultimately, without the mood of service, things become difficult. Hearing and chanting, of course, will purify. But without the mood of service, it will take much longer and may lead to other problems. It may lead to pride, it may lead to other things. But if we do our hearing and chanting strongly and couple it with a nice service attitude, then that, I believe, will be a formula for consistency.
Yes.
Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, thank you so much for the wonderful class. Maharaj, as you mentioned, Srimati Radharani is very tender, especially on a birthday, though she is always tender-hearted. Just wanted to understand from you and get some guidance, how do we develop ananyata as a servant to the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani?
By praying to her lotus feet and continuing to follow her mood. Srimati Radharani, even though she is the topmost servitor of Krishna, but she is always assisting the others, the gopis. So therefore, following her footsteps and her mood, we should always be in the mood of assisting the other devotees in Krishna consciousness. That will attract her mercy. And of course, chanting her names along with the names of Krishna. Yes,
one,
yes.
So we have Krishna Darvish. Please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam, Mahagur Shishila Gopal. Thanks for a very wonderful class, Maharaj. My name is Dineep Maharaj. And I was very much inspired with your Bhagavad Gita classes also. I use those classes in giving in our Bhakti Riksha, what is there in our desire trees. Today's question, Maharaj. Maharaj, we heard a lot about pure Naam, Shuddha Naam. With taking a Shuddha Naam, basically we'll purify and basically we'll be able to get a Krishna prem. Our mind is, especially my mind is very restless in the chanting itself. Obviously I understand millions of years, I don't know, the nonsense, and Krishna mercy and Prabhupada mercy, we got a Krishna consciousness in this life, then how it can I can achieve, or how I can see myself I'm towards going to the Shuddha Naam, or how practically apply and see I am progressing or not?
We simply have to follow the program and the instructions that Srila Prabhupada has given us. That's all, nothing new. I don't have any new answer. It is just the same. Just the same process of hearing, chanting, serving the devotees. The same process we just keep doing sincerely, and everything will come. Okay? Okay. So one final question, I think. One final question, there is a hand raised there.
Yeah, we have His Grace Adhikadar Prabhu, who is also the congregation director for our community.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
His Grace, my humble obeisances, Srila Bhaktisamrita Swami Maharaj. My sincere gratitude to you for giving your valuable association to us today. Maharaj, my question is, after so many years in Krishna consciousness, my lust is still not decreasing. In fact, sometimes I feel that lust is just increasing. So how does a sadhak control lust?
The same process, the same answer as the previous question. Just continue the process. Everything comes automatically. Just keep doing what Srila Prabhupada has instructed. Nothing new to be done. Okay?
Yeah, thank
okay,
you so,
so
much.
Thank you all very much. And I hope you have a wonderful festival on Radhashtami in a day or two. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.